everybody, Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now. Yes, these videos wind up all over the internet where we host the videos and stuff like that. We have also given some people permission to put these videos on their websites. But the best place to watch these videos are at CalBanyan.com, because right below this video, right down there, we've got additional valuable content that will help you get the most out of these hypnosis videos. Now, I am back after the 10 keys to going from classroom to clients with some additional bonus cool stuff with Brenda Titus. Let me tell you about Brenda Titus. She is a rising star in the profession of hypnotism. She works at our center. She recently actually went through our certification course on one side of our office and then went to the other side of our office and started seeing clients a mere 2 weeks later. And now she's back to ask me some questions. Oh, I want to give you a couple other things. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology and criminal justice and a master's degree in criminology. If she wanted to be a criminal, she could be a darn good one, because she's been studying criminology and that kind of stuff. You know, if anyone could like sneak around and do stuff illegally, she could do it. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. My name is Brenda, yes, and I don't know much about being a criminal. A lot of my background.
You studied criminal justice and criminology for years and years. You should be like one of the best criminals we could ever have in this profession.
Fortunately for us, I actually studied within criminology the victim services end of things. I spent the early part of my career working with victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse before coming here and being a hypnotherapist.
So mainly it was about how to best use law enforcement services and social services and things like that for a victim.
Exactly. So I have a lot of crisis intervention style counseling background before I came here. That was what I did, working with victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse, as well as doing community crisis, major crime types of situations as well.
Very cool.
So let me tell everybody about Cal before we move forward. So Cal Banyan is the founder of the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. He's been in the hypnosis field for about 16 years. He developed the five-path system of hypnotherapy, which I utilize every day with my clients. It really helps me because I never have to stop and say, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've been traveling a lot and having kind of crazy life, and I don't have to think about what I'm going to do tomorrow when I come into work. I know I'm going to do five path. What session am I on? What phase am I on? And here we go. So Cal developed that system and brought it to all of us. He also developed the seventh path self-hypnosis system, which I have definitely grown and experienced myself, as well as seeing my classmates and my clients all really grow emotionally through utilizing that spiritual element of self-hypnosis. And we all owe that to Cal. Funny guy. He's our mentor and teacher, as well as now I know the trickster in my life. He'll always find something to make me laugh at as we're walking down the halls. And so that's Cal Banyan for you.
Why, thank you very much. Now, speaking of trickster, this episode is going to take a new and unexpected turn, because Brenda thought she was going to ask me questions, but I've got a list of questions to ask her.
So, okay.
I am a sneaky guy, but you'll know all the answers. It's not like what I do in class where I go, you, what's the definition of hypnosis? You, name a convincer. You, what's the four things that are problematic with the progressive relaxation? Oh, I'm tough. Aren't I tough in class?
Oh my gosh, you know, it was one thing for me to be in class and to go through it, but then the last couple weeks as I've been here watching your students and just trying, you know, I'm like such a mother hen. It's going to be okay, you guys. You're fine.
Yeah, you're telling almost everybody lives through the class. Very few wind up hospitalized, you know, so it's all right.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go. So we were talking about your education. Did that education help you with regard to what you do today?
Oh, definitely, yes.
How so?
How so? Well, I think especially for me, actually it's very interesting, Cal, that sometimes people believe, you know, that clients come to you for specific reasons, or, you know, you kind of draw certain people to you. So I definitely have found, I've had actually in such a short amount of time, I've seen quite a few clients who have that sexual assault and sexual abuse history, or even domestic violence history. So I'm actually very thankful that I've still been able to utilize something that I'm very passionate about working, helping people who've been victims of crime, especially crimes against women and children, that I've still been able to utilize that here at the Hypnosis Center. And because it's amazing how much things that people went through when they were a victim of a crime, and how that will latch on and develop, you know, maybe some of their too much behaviors, drinking, eating, unhealthy relationships, just feeling stuck in their life. So I definitely believe that all of my background that I had before I came here has definitely helped me with working with my clients, as well as having the master's degree, especially just because of all of the extra ongoing education. My master's degree was very much a major time in my life to really find myself too. I went away to school for the first time in my life. I was truly independent for the first time in my life. So that experience itself has just played out enormously, even though it was so many years ago before I came here.
Beautiful. See, I'm very much for education. I know that it was really important for me, but on the other hand, I know some really great hypnotists, consultant hypnotists, hypnotherapists, how whatever you want to call it, that don't have degrees that do a really good job. For example, hypnotist extraordinaire, Celeste Hackett. She's one of our co-hosts that doesn't have that kind of background, but she just threw herself heart and soul into learning what we do, and she's out there helping people just as much as anyone that has a bachelor's or PhD. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, yes, and that is such an excellent point, is that so many people, you know, there's a lot of, Cal talks in his class about the LE of 40 or the LE of 30, that life experience that you bring to it as well. I will admit, I celebrated my 40th birthday as I was beginning my sessions here, and I know that having that feeling of just life that I've experienced as well definitely brings a lot to this field as well.
Wow. You told me you were 29 and I believed you. I knew that criminal justice degree was working against me then.
You figured me out.
All right, I got more questions here. So we just did the 10 keys about going from classroom to clients. And I talked about accountability partners. And you said, well, you had thought about that too, but, you know, for time and space, you thought the other ones were more important that you share. Was there an 11th key that you thought about putting in but you didn't put in?
It was the accountability partner.
Oh, you took the easy way out.
Yeah, it actually, you know, I think I was doing the dishes this morning and I was thinking about Celeste, because Celeste is so fabulous on our message boards about pushing people, about studying and getting that accountability partner. And I admit actually the reason that I didn't put it on there is because I technically do not have an accountability partner myself. I'm here at the center and I take that very seriously, and I am self-motivated. I used to be the boss myself, and so we're at my former job, and so I didn't feel, it wasn't that, you know, I just got so busy that I didn't, you know, develop a relationship with someone in my class to have an accountability partner. So that was really why I probably didn't put it on my list today, because I didn't feel like I could speak to that from my own personal experience.
Ah, that makes all the sense in the world. Okay, another question. What surprised you the most? Like, I mean, in classroom, we're doing the theoretical, we're going through all the academic stuff, and then in the practice sessions, you're practicing on each other and stuff. But what kind of surprised you the most when you actually started seeing clients?
Oh, wow. wow, surprised me the most.
What was the most unexpected positive thing?
I think how effective it is, how quickly it is. And I had a male client in the month of September, and he was molested as a child. And Cal's talked a little bit about that in prior podcasts, that to work with him in 5 weeks and to see what I was able to do with him in 5 weeks, coming from the background, like I said, I worked 15 years in rape crisis. I would work with somebody, you know, for a decent length of time, or even some different people that I had known for years that I hadn't seen go through the amount of transformation as I saw this man go through in 5 weeks. He was not quite suicidal, but close. And by the time he left here at the end, he was filled with so much life and vitality and love for life and excitement about his future, and I knew I was 100% hooked. I think that was, I mean, you know, I'd had some other experiences, but to actually go back to my field where I felt like, well, I was the expert in you know, sexual assault and sexual abuse, and to actually use this new tool with something that I felt like I had, you know, knew backwards and forwards, that I think was probably just my biggest joy and surprise.
Oh my gosh, it does work. And oh my gosh, it does work for everything. And oh my gosh, look how fast it works. Kind of like that?
Yeah, I think especially like we said, how fast it works, I think is definitely a huge element as well.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could take this information back to the center we used to work?
Yes, it would be amazing. I still have some people that I know from there, and some people who are able to provide me with referrals. And so hopefully that will continue in the future.
Good. Let's see. What have your clients taught you so far that you haven't learned in class?
The human spirit is amazing. And people who really want to get better and are really ready to get to heal whatever it is that they can. And once they have a tool to do so, they will. Everything will fall open and all the doors will open and they'll be able to do it when they're ready.
Cool. All right, your turn. Do me.
Phew. Oh, good. I am so glad. I have a question that came to me. I actually have a few, but I especially wanted to check with you about this one, and I think it speaks a little bit to some of the things that we were just talking about, so forgive me while I read it real quick. It says, my question is about hypnosis clients who are also seeing a therapist at the same time. I've had several clients over the years who may have been seeing a therapist for several years, and one in particular had been in therapy for about 20 years. We know that with 5-PATH, they can get better quickly. However, even though I do good work with them and we are able to neutralize the source of the problem and they do forgiveness work, they still don't seem to fully get it and accept that they are changing. I get the impression that maybe they have been feeling bad for so long that they don't believe they can get better. Perhaps because they get the opinion, maybe by the influence of that therapist, that their problem is all too complicated and couldn't possibly be this easy. I wonder if there's anything further I could say or do. And I received that email from another hypnotherapist, so we wanted to get your take on it, Cal.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about the situation going on here. And first of all, is hypnosis a panacea? I mean, does it fix everything? And you know what? It just about can. In the, you know, if you've got a normal, healthy person, not mentally ill, normal intelligence, who's motivated to change, and you have a hypnotherapist that has the right tools and techniques, yes, just about everything. But there's still room for the counselors and other kind of supporting professionals, because sometimes counseling is in order to talk about how to handle things that are going on today. How do you apply the secret language of feelings, or to work on skill building and things like that. So I'm not opposed to working with other professionals as we do this, but the problem is sometimes as we are making positive changes, the skepticism of the other professional may be coming through to the client, or even in rare circumstances, some people may on purpose try to undo the work that we do. So it could be either purposeful, or it could be accidental, or it could be out of sheer concern for their client, because people fear what they don't understand. This is true no matter if you're a kindergartner or if you're an MD with 20 years of experience in medicine. If you don't understand what's going on in the hypnotherapy office, you tend to fear it, you tend to doubt it, and if you're in that position of authority in the client's life, then you could be slowing down what we're doing. They can even be working against us intentionally or unintentionally. So that can really be a problem. Also, I've got to remind some people, and it's you 5-pathers out there, 5-path is not 5 sessions. You're done with the client when you're done with the client, when the problem has been resolved. So if you go through phase 1, preparation, testing, and convincing, you do phase 2, which is age regression, age progression with direct suggestion to resolve the causes of the problem and really fix false beliefs and emotions that are being generated from that are contributing to the problem. Forgiveness of others, where we get rid of anger. Once again, also we get the insights that are involved in that, causing a heightened state of hyper state of suggestibility because the insights are involved. Also, this is true with forgiveness of self in phase 4. And then we have, you know, I'm wondering if this hypnotist has gone all the way to the point of checking for secondary gain. And if it's there, then to have gone through phase 5, which is able to do that, to deal with the secondary gain directly. And these people that have been in treatment, been seeing a psychologist, psychiatrist for many, many years, there may be some benefits for that. It might even be a social status thing to have their shrink or their analyst is just kind of like expected in their society or in their position in society. So you may have to start working on that issue with them of thinking that they can never get well. Also, working with some clients, for example, people who abuse alcohol, there's this common belief, which I don't think is always necessarily true, and that is that you can never overcome an alcohol problem. You can only be in recovery, and you're going to have to deal with it for your whole life. And I don't think that's necessarily true. It's certainly not from my experience. So there's a lot of things that are going on, and what you need to do is you need to find out what they're thinking and what they're feeling with regard to the problem. And if it's a barrier to the past, then if it is fear, or also called anxiety, then we would probably have to do some regression on that. If they're still carrying anger, we have to do forgiveness work on that. If they're feeling guilt and it's still holding them back, then it doesn't matter if you've done what you believe is a full phase 3 forgiveness of self, phase 4 forgiveness of self work. If there's guilt, it needs to continue to be worked on with forgiveness and insight. And you've got to clear secondary gain if it's so strong that it continues to drive the problem. So it has to do with you got to persevere. And you've got to understand that some professionals work with us, some of them are neutral, and some of them work against us. Those that are working against us, some of them are doing it on purpose, some of them are doing it accidentally. Does that answer your question?
Definitely, and I think that you've got some really great points there, and a couple of things that I wanted to add as well. Having worked with therapists for so many years, and probably people who would have poo-pooed what I'm doing now, I think there is still that surprise of, wow, you can really bust through this barrier. So I've actually kind of worked with some of my therapist friends and explaining to them that is part of the thing, that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is about like I said, literally breaking through a barrier. Like maybe they're kind of stuck in a specific place as they've been working with the counseling element of things, working with the therapist. And so I partner with the therapist to then see what more can be done to get them, get the client through to the next step. And I actually have quite a few clients right now who have been in therapy and know that there's just something, and they just know it's just, they just can't quite put their finger on it. And then as we do age regression and they realize, oh, okay, we weren't going back that far because I didn't, you know, consciously remember that part. So I'm definitely partnering with therapists from that element of things, and with my clients, helping them understand that, you know, that's part of what we do, is by getting just to a different level than that conscious level, and then send them back to their therapist to really process it and work through it. And so I found that that has actually has really helped for me to really be sure the client understands, you know, keep seeing your therapist because you need to, you know, process some of these things. I'm helping you get to that place. And I think that that's really helped for me quite a bit as well.
Super duper. Do you know we're out of time?
We are. I have more questions.
Oh, well. You just have to hand them off to Meredith or Celeste or hang around for another podcast. We'll discuss it.
Sounds fine. Well, thank you so much for having me over these last few sessions with the podcast. And thank you to everybody. Everybody, if you have any questions, you can ask them on the bottom of the screen, as well as I'm sure that there are all kinds of ways to reach me directly through the center, and my website's out there as well. So please feel free to get in touch with me. I'd love to support you or help you answer any questions as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Brenda. It was so cool having you. I knew I could squeeze out some nuggets and really help people from a perspective that I couldn't do myself.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Cal.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Remember, we got the cup drawing going on. If you're a member of our VIP club, just look at the VIP, join a VIP graphic here on this website. And or you are a fan or have liked us on Facebook, the facebook.com/ Hypnosis ETC for Hypnosis Etc. We're going to draw from those names and we're going to send out some cups. And we might, you know, if this really is of interest to you guys and gals, we're going to do some more of that. My class, my schedule for classes this year is out. Remember, there's also early registration for our classes because we like to get things lined up ahead of time. That's it for now. Thank you all. Let's do great things together. This is Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.